You're seasoned with a little bit of C-wordness today. Just lightly seasoned. For all of my audio listeners, Nick is just thrilled that I'm back, huh?
Oh my God.
God, I
The door is right there. Anytime you want to just dip out.
It's hot enough in here. I'll walk the fuck out.
Boiling in here. And that was my response to the landlord, is that it's hot as fuck and I don't know what y'all are doing. And I said it last episode with Nick. I get it's between seasons, but oh my God, dude, you got to put the AC on. You got to have some flexibility where, oh shit, it's 80 degrees out today. Well, we should probably drop the temperature a little bit in the office. No, it's like, eh, fuck it, roast them.
Well, you would think you text the guy and maybe he comes by, he says, hey, you know what? No problem, I got you.
Nah, he didn't get
what did he tell you? Hold on. What did he tell you?
I'll say exactly what he said.
I'll paraphrase it if you
want. No, you don't have to. I said, hey, Chip, can you... Chip. I said, hey, Chip, can you please turn the heat
Chip
down
Skylark.
In the building? I said, the office is boiling. Very tough.
Yeah, it is.
And he goes, sorry, nothing I could do on the weekends. AC/heat guys closed. I said, all right, Monday then. He goes, it's the tweeter season. I don't know what the fuck that means.
What the fuck is supposed the tweeter to be, season?
Yeah,
how did he spell that? I got to look that up.
Tweeter.
No, but is that
T-W-E-E-T-E-R.
T-E-R season?
Yeah, tweeter.
Tweeter season.
Same like a tweeter and a speaker. And then he said, it's supposed to be 45 to 50 degrees on Monday. Keep me posted Monday a.m. if it's too much. Yeah, it's probably going to be too much, bro.
I'm going to sound a little stupid. I'm going to ask you to respell that. Is it T-W-E-E-T-E-R season?
That's what he said. Say a season after it. Tweeter season.
Dude.
I'm pretty sure he's a drunk. I'm not gonna front.
I have found tweeter. No. I don't think this guy has...
He has any clue.
Any idea what he just said. He might have just threw some words at you and just hopes that you're a little stunned.
Yeah.
And that you wouldn't really take a look on the internet to see if what he was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That does...
It's, I don't know, it's weird.
Weird. In essence, he paraphrased and says, I don't want to work on the weekends, buddy, go fuck yourself.
Basically. Yeah, it's basically what he said. So, I don't know, we're just stuck here. We got to drink these cold rains. Crack it.
It's been a while since I said this segment has been sponsored by Rain Total Body Fuel. Today, we have... Tropical Storm.
Tropical Storm. What's up with your mic placement? What's going on with that? You act like you didn't do 12 episodes with me.
Like
11,
that.
Actually.
You want to do that one?
No, up. Put it down.
Up?
Yeah,
down.
Put it down a little bit and tilt
and then
it
point
up.
It up.
Yeah, bro. So you're talking like right there.
You like that?
How nice is that?
It's pretty nice. I can see your beautiful jawline now.
I'm trying, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki has a jawline again. It's great.
Nice. It's nice.
I love it.
Yeah, our last episode, man, was...
Was not a jawline episode.
No, it was not a jawline. It was a love handle episode, if anything.
I love those on you, too, though.
Nah.
My little tubby.
Yeah, I don't... tubby. Yeah, I don't fucking love them.
Ow, I just got a glimpse of...
Hey. Hey, and it was leg day. God. Hey.
Yeah, and it was leg day. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't miss it. I don't miss the love handles. That's why when I have a couple of days of unhinged, quote unquote unhinged, which is just like, you know, maybe a couple of calories over what I should be eating each day.
Yeah.
And I get a little puffy and I go, oh, that's it. It's over. I gotta go crazy tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I overdo it and I overcompensate. It's exhausting.
Listen, I had a pumpkin spice loaf today. So
pumpkin spice loaf.
You don't even want to know.
And what were the macros on said pumpkin spice loaf?
Just hot.
Where'd you buy it from?
Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop.
You gotta don't.
Oh yeah.
Don't guilt me right now.
I got a ruin for you. Pumpkin. I make you work harder this week. Pumpkin spice loaf.
Yeah, but I look great in this camera.
Stop and Shop.
Again, audio listeners, I have striation from the shoulder to the tricep, and it looks gorgeous.
The O's in a week. I want to sign you up last minute.
What's that?
I said the O's in a week. I want to sign you up last minute.
What's the O's in a week?
The O.
In
Olympia.
Oh, the O.
That's how out of touch we are, bro.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to
that's how out of touch we are. I saw a video of Jeremy Buendia walking on the airport with his kid, and it was just like the most dramatic music I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I'm coming, Olympia in a week. I'm like, okay, bro. Whatever.
I got it. This is his first show back in a while.
Whatever,
right?
Whatever, bro. I don't know. You dieted for... I look at the sport totally different now. And it's nothing against people, and it's nothing against the people that compete in the sport.
Or enjoy.
Because obviously, I have a lot of athletes that come on, and I don't want to sound ignorant and like I'm hating on a lot of the people that I'm friends with.
Right.
But I'm so over that industry and sport. It's insane. I really am.
Honestly, it's like a lot of... I guess it's the maturity thing. You just grow up in a sense that, like, I don't know. Like, you realize that that's not what I want to do with my life. Fucking around with shit.
Hold on. Going here. There it is.
Oh.
No, I was just switching the setting.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
this is all new to me.
No, yeah, you're good.
I just want to make sure.
No, you're good.
Anyway, No, it's like a maturity thing. Like, you know, you grow up and realize that's not what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Well, you realize that Santa's not real? that the ads...
Excuse me?
Oh, shit, did I just ruin that? That, like, the ads that you saw at Muscle and Strength, they weren't real? That the dude didn't actually drop the weight in 28 days?
So you're telling me if I don't just drink 36 grams of protein drink every week, that I'll just not be looking like Jay Cutler?
Well, it's... you have to get at least a pound and a half, one and a half grams or 1 gram per pound of body weight. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll never be able to build any muscle. You have to make sure that you are in the gym for at least an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, just hammering one single body part.
Right.
And you have to just suffer and use low-carb days as an excuse to be an asshole to everybody around you.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much
it. But if you don't post-prep phase, it didn't happen.
Yes, that's true.
If you don't look emaciated, it doesn't work. It's never even existed.
It's very true. I do have good news for you. I can't seem to find the pumpkin spice loaf.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah,
I really don't want to know what kind of macros are in that, because I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to make me really upset. I'm going to look at myself different in the camera, and then when my body dysmorphia comes back, I'm feeling good today.
Body dysmorphia comes. We talked about this the other day. Hi, Kenji. We talked about this literally yesterday. I messaged you. I was like, "Yo, it's crazy. Your body dysmorphia comes down to where you start at two. Let's say like where I started, 2:30. Okay, right. Start at 2:30, and you're like, you think like, oh, okay, I look pretty good. I don't look horrible. And then you start to drop. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh shit, he's having a tantrum.
He's hot.
He's having a tantrum on the floor right now. he's like, get me out of this inferno.
Yeah, right.
And then you drop, and then all of a sudden you're at like 215, and you go, oh shit, like I look good. I didn't look good at 230. And then you drop more, and you're at 200. You're like, oh shit, I really look good now. And you keep doing that, but then the body dysmorphia thoughts, right, they just reset to where you are. So I could be down to, I mean, I remember when I was 150 when I competed. I was 150. I don't think I was 150 since I like was in eighth grade. Actually, that's a joke. I was already
happy. Right. I was gonna say.
Yeah, no, it was a joke. Probably fifth grade. So it's just like, it's crazy to like look back and think about that. And when I was 150 pounds competing in bodybuilding, I didn't take my shirt off in the gym. Yeah. I didn't take my shirt off in the gym. I didn't go to the beach at all. That was the time, bro. That was the time. You dropped 90 pounds in a year, dog, for a show. You were shredded. Like, that was the time. Hold on to that look.
Gonna get you.
Hold on. Okay. that was the moment to embrace and be happy, and I was just like, God,
miserable.
I look like shit. I didn't take my shirt off. I think that translated over to like me even today. I refuse to take my shirt off in a gym.
I'll tell you what, it's like one of those things, because I was in similar shoes, right? I lost a lot of weight all at once. I lost like, I was like 230. I'd gotten down originally to, I think it was like 170 the first time. Then I put on a little bit of weight, and then I started taking bodybuilding serious, or at least I thought it was serious, right? Like, everybody thinks they do it seriously, right? But even then, I got down to, like, the lowest I was 155, 150, and, you know, I was working out with Paul at the time. I didn't even want to take my shirt off until he told me I needed to, because I'm like, oh, damn, I look like shit.
Yeah.
And now, it's so funny, because then we started this whole thing back in, what was it, March really, yeah, where we started, you know, tracking the macros, going to new gym and all this other stuff, new people around and, you know, whatever else we decided we were going to do. At first, I didn't want to nowhere near it. But now I'm like, I'm not even anywhere near like 155, 150. I'm like 190 pounds and I take my shirt off every single day at the gym now. It's weird because it's like I still look at myself and I'm like, damn, I got a lot of work to do. I don't look at myself.
I think I have a ton of work. And I do. I have a ton of work to do. I have a ton of work. And I believe truly that at this point where I'm at, although I'm 189, whatever you might be, I think I need to just keep my body comp this way now.
That's exactly
because
what I was
Because if I let myself bounce back, then that's when you have to deal with the fluctuations in weight, the fluctuations in body fat and skin and whatnot, which luckily I've never really
You've
had.
You've been doing well with the skin. I mean,
I've never had.
A lot
I mean,
weight and
270, 270 to 190, 190 back up to 240, 240 to 150. And never did I have like skin stretch mark, any issues like that.
Lucky.
So I held the weight well, so I'm pretty happy about that.
You got some good elasticity. You're like a natural rubber band, huh?
Suck right back in.
Make that noise again. That was nice.
It was a good one, right?
It was good.
So anyway, so
the brain's making me burpy. I love it though.
Oh yeah, yeah. Every time, I watch
guests. Keep like moving my mouth away from the thing. I don't.
Whenever guests come in and they start talking and having carbonated beverages, you just start start just burping out the side of the microphone. So yeah, it's I believe that the next process of what I'm doing is I want to stay like this at least till the end of next summer. Yeah. I want to stay at this. Maybe this weight, maybe I'll drop a little bit more, 185, 180, if that. I
don't know all the stuff you're doing. You're going to comp so different anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think I just want to do this, and then I'll do a reverse diet next year. After my birthday, August, I'll do a reverse diet proper until February. And then from February till probably like May, June, I'll do a proper cut. But because my metabolism will be firing on all cylinders, I won't have to cut drastic.
No.
It'll be like the cut with the mad scientist. It'll be fucking, you know, easy 10 grams stuff of carbs that I drop out each week, you know, for a couple of weeks straight. And my waist just sucks back in and you go crazy. So
there's that noise again.
Yeah, I know.
It gets me going a little bit. That gets me a little
hot.
It gets you
excited, right?
Yeah, a little hot.
Yeah. It's like a bottle cap. Yeah, there you go. Yours is better though.
Yeah, well, because
yours is better. I had that in the little bullshit ass show notes that I made for us. Just
oh, you made show notes for me?
I always make show notes now.
So cute.
Yeah.
God, guy gets a
tell him to leave.
Oh, tell him to
awkward. Get the fuck out. Yeah, our transformation and changes of passion. That's really what it's been.
And you know what's so crazy too? It's we've had. Thankfully, I've actually had a lot of really great interactions with other people that are telling me that I look a certain type of way. You lost so much weight this year and this, that, and the third. And it's awesome. I love it. But it's just like, I didn't really lose that much weight. It's my comp. That's why I'm like so nervous to step on the scale. And like, if you've ever listened to any of the Brajil brothers, which by the way, welcome back.
Welcome.
The Brajil. Anyway, you know, if anybody's ever listened to the Brajil before, I have my depression. I have, I was diagnosed with it. I'm not just self-diagnosing like everybody else does these days, which is really, really bad, and everybody should stop doing that. But I mean, I dealt with a lot of those mental health issues all the time, and that's why it gives me so much anxiety to step on the scale. And, you know, I know you and Gabe tell me, and go fuck yourself, Gabe.
he's not going to listen to
you. No, he's not. I know. That's exactly what I'm saying. The reason I don't step on the scale is because it gives me so much anxiety, and it drags all day. All day. And then, like, if it's too low, I get anxiety for that reason. And then if it's too high, I get anxiety. So there's no magic number that I'm going to step on there and be like, oh, this is great. Now, is it a great benchmark for people? Absolutely. I think it's a great tool. And
it's a great tool if you use it the same way every single time. So
exactly.
Every single time you weigh yourself the same day, the same time, after you go to the bathroom, both, after you clear the tank, because you gotta, that's the raw downside weight. Now, the interesting thing is I'm actually going to get a DEXA scan on Monday.
You going to DEXA scan?
Yeah. So I'm very interested to see what that's going to be like because when I think my last scan, I think I was like high 20s.
Body fat?
No, not high 20s. Low 20s for body fat. And that was when I was very heavy. So I'm expecting with my like body 15, fat percentage.
14?
Probably about, 12 to 15, I would say, is where I'm at right now. And it changes for me. It changes when if I grapple a few times a week, I get, not only does my metabolism light on fire, but I just can eat and eat and nothing seems to like touch my body.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. Like I for weeks now, I've been going over my calories and not intentionally. I've just kind of been flexible with it. I've just been a little bit more loose with it and my weight stayed the same. I will notice I'm not as vascular in and out. I will notice I still have them, but I'm not like pumped up.
Right.
But if I grapple, it's like a game changer. All of a sudden, I'm just like, I'll look after, I take a shower at Sarah's, and I'll be like, oh my God, like the veins are out, and you're just like pumped up, and the skin is tight. You're like, holy shit. It's such a different workout. It's so much fun.
That's how I feel about when I started running. If I run once or twice a week, forget about it. It's a whole different game. Like, I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, damn, lean.
And you've been hitting the run club.
Riblet come from?
Dude, you've been hitting the run club. You've been doing well. You've been enjoying it. And it's cool that you found a passion inside of like doing other things. And that's what I wanted to emphasize on this little subtopic is that, you know, we were both so heavily invested. See, there it is.
Yeah, the little
burpees. Excuse me, listeners.
Please don't say burpees.
Oh, yeah, no burpees. No burpees.
Wait, you know what? Let me take this moment to say to you, Evan. I'm looking right in the camera. If you're listening audio, Evan, I need you to go to YouTube right now. Stop what you're doing. Go to YouTube. Click on the link. Rizology Podcast on YouTube. And now, Evan, this is directly to you. You gave me tendonitis in both of my fucking arms. My PT asked me, what the fuck are you doing? Shout out to John Amato, by the way.
Shout out to John, who I'm definitely going to come
you
see.
You got to go
soon.
See him. He rolls, bro.
I like switching it up.
But hold on, I'm still talking shit about Evan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck Evan.
Yeah, what's up?
Why are we doing so many burpees? And then all of a sudden, you want to do devil's presses. Like, we don't think it's burpees, too, but it's just with weights in our hands.
I'll tell you what,
What's up with that?
I'll tell you what, man. We torched the devil presses that day.
We did.
It was like 10,
he was impressed.
I think it was like 10 minutes straight, and I just keep going back and forth. I was chanting like Kai Greene.
Yeah, and those two women next to us were like cackling at you.
Yeah, dude, that's when I'm down bad and I just need a little extra motivation. I film Kai so many times where I just hear him go, "Okay, let's go." It's like, okay, so I gotta keep on fucking going. That's it. Let's get it. And you keep chanting it, and it just keeps you going. It's so weird how it works.
Isn't it strange how like the little things in the gym get you going a little bit, bro? When I go to hit something like heavier or whatever, I get like this, like I don't know what goes into me, but I get like this heavy breathing outwards. I go like deep into meditation for like a split second, and then
a couple grunts, man.
Bro, like
you remember,
total.
I don't know if you remember when we were training at Bev's, and I would be doing. I'd go for a heavy press, or I'd go for something.
Well, you shut your eyes and you'd look down.
Yeah.
You'd change the song back up.
I would change the song. It's dude, it's crazy, man. I would change the song. I would shut my eyes and I would just and I would slow my heart rate, because if I was getting too excited, I found that I wouldn't get enough energy to get the lift. My heart would be going too quick. But being able to just like reset myself, chill for a second, and then just go, all right, let's get it. And then you just go right into it. It's like, whoa, I'm ready to go. It's like that. It's that mentality shift of like I'm not saying I'm a top tier athlete, but it's the mentality shift of like the Jordans and all these guys. It's just like they get into they open that next door in their brain, and they're just like, now we're in the next chamber. That's what it felt like every time you just reset yourself and get ready to just go.
It's the Mamba mentality, bro.
You
don't read enough books.
I don't read enough books. I don't. I buy a lot of books, and then I don't actually get around to reading them.
That's exactly how I felt.
And I have plenty of time. Let me just make sure. I have plenty of time when I'm sitting there and I'm watching a show.
Wait a minute. I'm going to pause you. Are you telling me that you're not working every single day of the week, every second of the day, Nick?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
You know, it's so funny because...
Not anymore.
I'll tell you what. I see a lot of inspirational nonsense coming through.
Do.
I prepared a few quotes for you.
Yeah, you did. Go ahead. Give me one.
Shit don't change if shit don't change, Nick.
Oh, damn.
That's all I got.
Yeah, so now I'm gonna start reading more. That's all that meant to me.
You know what's so funny though? But it's so funny you say that, because I was telling you the other day, but I think it's very very interesting. I was when I was still in therapy, and I dabble back and forth. My therapist made me go get this book, and I wasn't stubborn enough to buy the book, but I was stubborn enough to read it. I started reading it, changed my whole fucking outlook on things. Like, I just start separating, like, it's weird, and I don't want to sound like I know everything, or I read a book, and I'm so fucking smart. I'm not, I'm so
dumb. No, but
dumb.
At the same time, you have to, you know, and this is something that I say constantly. It's just you relaying information that you're uncovering as you're going through life, and that's what it is.
And I thought it was so interesting, too, because it was this whole section where it's like separating yourself from the I and the ego, and I never really like to think that I walked around with an ego until I actually read this book and realized how many things an ego can be like really big and like boisterous, like you think when you think ego, or it could be like you just simply associating yourself with certain things. And how would you feel if you didn't have X, Y, and Z? Or how would you think other, and would it bother you if other people knew you didn't have that anymore, or whatever the case? And I just sat back and thought to myself, like, holy shit. Like, it was almost like the Gary Vee thing. Like, I wanted to liquidate everything and just start fresh.
Yeah.
It was so weird. Like, and I just had that revelation. I'm sitting and drinking coffee at the Coffee Grind. By the way, get some new cups. He's great. I love him. Louis, you got a great product over there. Get some new lids, bro. Spilt it on this. I needed to go buy a Tide stick, and I didn't have one.
You didn't have to buy one.
But Nick had one because I guarantee you that was a Karen buy. Anyway.
It was a Karen buy. And then I'll tell you exactly what happened. I had the Tide stick. She bought it for me.
Uh-huh.
For the new apartment, when it was new, I put it into that little...
Isn't that crazy? It's not new anymore?
It's not new anymore.
And you've been there for a couple of years?
I've been there for a year and a half. Yeah, it'll be a couple years.
Two-tree. Yeah.
That's
fucking nuts, isn't it?
Two trees.
Yeah.
It feels like it's new still. It feels like I just moved in.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird how time shifts and works and goes into things, but... Yeah, and then I bought another Tide stick because I couldn't find that one, but I didn't realize that it was in that little one, so I have two Tide sticks now, and now I don't know where the other one that I bought is. So I think I have like shit that just like little gnomes that just come out and they start fucking with shit and just replacing things.
We should have never mentioned Tide, by the way. I don't remember the last time I got a fucking check from Tide.
Tide, send the check.
Assholes.
Send the check.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now we're in this epiphany of new fitness, and it feels good, man. It does. It feels good.
It does feel good.
I forget who said it to me. Who said it to me? They said, I just don't enjoy going to the gym anymore. Somebody just said that.
Might have been me.
No, it was you and somebody else just said that to me recently.
As you ponder, I can't. I went back to a couple different gyms. I hate going to a regular gym now. It's so strange. Yeah. Big shot, and I'll tell you what, Silly really put us on to OG.
Yeah, Silly was giving it its good graces for a long time and saying it was an awesome spot and this and that. Well, and I got it even before, way before Silly. I have to give the kudos to Vinny Orlando because Vinny, was telling me to do group fitness type stuff for a long time. Yeah, Orange Theory, and he was doing all that stuff. So he was always preaching about how good it was. And when I went down to North Carolina, I trained with him at ISI.
And you liked it?
I liked it. It was good. Me, yep. Stahl, we all trained down there, and it was a good time, man.
Yeah.
And
there's a social aspect to it that you don't get at other places, which I feel like, in all honesty, it's so funny because I get so many DMs about like, oh, you look great, but I can't believe you have you have so much confidence that you can go there. And I find that such a weird dynamic because for the most part, everybody there is awesome. Like, it almost breaks down because I feel like at commercial gyms, there's that, like, don't fucking talk to me stigma about everybody, right? Unless you meet the mayor like Nikki Rizzles and he takes 4 hours to work out every time he goes to Bev's before he starts lifting, which we all know. It's all good.
Yeah.
But it's just funny because then you go to places like that and you, like, have to be social because you're working with people all the time. And if you're solo and me and you don't go together all the time. And it's funny because even the other day, I forget who it was, but somebody was like, where's Nikki? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, he's probably dropping the dog off and doing something or whatever. He's working. And they go, it's weird because you guys are like inseparable. I'm like, yeah, it's my brother. Like, I love him. But I'm like, he's like my husband sometimes. Like, if I don't get away from him a little bit too, he's going to get sick of me.
No, I got to get away from him.
He's going to get sick of me and he's going to divorce me.
Divorce him.
Divorce rate's way too high.
It's way too high.
I can't afford to lose Nikki.
No. It's over.
It's my boy.
It's over. Because then he loses me and Akinj. He's just in the corner. He finally, side note, he just finally was just like, yo, I got to submit to this heat.
Yeah,
I feel the beads of sweat coming
down your
my
belly,
stomach
right? Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Bad.
Dude, it's
That's bad. Why I wore a cutoff. I saw it was 80, by the way, October, 80 degrees. Who does this?
Are you
Global warming.
You glow in the fall.
I do glow in the fall.
Yeah, you glow in the fall.
It's like summer solstice, but in autumn. It's like, you know, there's three things that are guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and Tyler glowing once November's right around the corner.
Once November's right around the corner.
It's weird. Like, my skin just changes.
It's weird. It's very weird. It's kind of like how me in August.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing. It's a birthday month thing.
It's a birthday month thing.
It has to be.
Mm.
Yeah, I love August.
Yeah, I mean, the fall is good.
What's your favorite month besides your birthday?
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say May, but I'll tell you why.
May's a good month. I like
because it's
May.
Like there's days where it's real hot, and there's days where like a couple years ago it snowed, which was crazy, and everybody freaked out over it.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you get that. You could still wear shorts and a t-shirt, or you could wear shorts and a long sleeve.
A little crisp every now and then.
A little crisp.
Yeah.
But that's like the beginning of May.
I gotta say, man, if it wasn't like this weather right now, I do like October. Young Nick would tell you December or November because of Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's like highlight reels. But then for some reason, at some point, my brain switched and was just like, fuck the holidays. I don't even like it anymore. So it's just kind of like, whatever.
Most overrated holiday in your book.
Most overrated
Most
holiday.
Overrated.
Valentine's Day, right out the way.
Do you really consider that a holiday, though?
They do.
I know.
People do.
I think
why? Okay, so if we're not considering it Valentine's Day.
No, wait, I'm going to tell you a Valentine's Day story first, okay?
I don't think I want you to say the story.
Yeah.
But I don't believe, I think I've been in a relationship, besides my long term at the time, years and years ago.
Yeah.
Decades ago, lifetime ago. I feel like I've been in a relationship maybe once on Valentine's Day. Every other Valentine's Day, I've been just chilling at home.
No, I had 4 years of being together.
I'm so okay with that.
But you know,
because they jack those menu prices up, and that bothers me. But say the story before you forget,
please. So I remember there was one year, not overly long ago, but it was on Valentine's Day, and I was at the time still working like two or three jobs. Let's call it. I can't remember at the time, but one of them was like, we need you to come in, you know, help with this X, Y, and Z. And I was talking to somebody at the time. Totally, like, I'm like, listen, I can't hang out. Like, I have to go. Like, at the time, I remember, now it's coming back to me, I was still doing the restaurant stuff. Had to. would not speak to me afterwards.
She wouldn't speak to you.
Yeah, but that's how, but it's like, but we hang out and do the same shit every other day.
What's the chocolate heart box? What is that called?
Chocolate heart box?
Yeah, the box with the box shaped like a heart that has all the chocolates in it. The standard one you see everywhere. Is it a Hallmark box?
Yeah, I guess they all do it, right?
Yeah, so because she didn't receive one of those on the evening at a restaurant with an overpriced bear and an overpriced huge
like a 5 foot.
Where you had to ask for a table of three.
I want you. Could you imagine? Yo, just sitting at the tables, me, this bro.
Imagine you just walk in.
And a big bear.
You just walk in and you just went, this is a Fresco party of three. And they go, we have you down for two. It's like, oh, sorry, late night edition. You know, I had to stop for the bear.
You have a high chair?
I had to stop for the bear.
Asking for a high chair?
You don't need a high chair. It's full grown.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a huge one. It's Tyler sized. So literally, what's the matter? You're a full-grown man, right?
Yeah, but I'm vertically challenged. I probably need something bigger than that.
All right, so we'll get a Jamal-sized one.
No. Because now that, we need
four seats.
No. Well, not only do you need four seats, I might end up losing my date at the same time. They're going to be like, this bear looks like Jamal.
Starts turning and talking. So, what do you like to do on the weekends?
And then I'm just looking at it like the bear's inanimate. It doesn't speak.
It doesn't have anything.
But it just looks like Jamal.
Same muscle definition.
Would that make it a stuffed horse?
Facial, yes. Facial like, structure.
It'd be like a stuffed stallion.
Shetland pony.
Fuck.
Yeah. And then you just go, hey, I want the third seat for the bear.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm good on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but it was like this whole big ordeal. Wouldn't talk to me afterwards. But now it's so funny. It's actually funny because now I'm getting back in shape and I'm doing all this stuff and everybody thinks I'm so confident when I don't know where you get that from. Starts hitting me back up again.
Still the same insecure human beings.
Yeah. Like hello. Just because the bicep looks a little better doesn't mean that I'm like all of a sudden not afraid of women.
Just because I grapple grown ass humans, I still don't want to talk to girls.
You kidding me?
Leave me alone.
Afraid of women. Every time that you think that I'm kidding around, no, that is sincere. When I tell you that women don't like me and they can't hold a conversation with me,
women your age don't like you.
Well,
women,
that's a whole nother
your
story.
Age. You have to make sure you're correct on the actual.
Which is flattering in a sense, by the
way. Is it?
Yeah, it is because it's
I don't know
because
I have the same issue.
I'm gonna get. I'll get into that. But you know what's? But it's funny because I deflect all the time, and I think my favorite joke is, you know, like some of the guys that are in relationships are, you know, you're a good looking dude. You do so well. Blah blah blah. You can talk to. I'm like, I can't get a girl to look at me for more than 4 seconds. How the fuck am I gonna get them to have a conversation with me?
Okay, so here's the question. Because I do truly feel that this is an issue that more men deal with than they talk about.
Sure.
I don't think it's just, you know, we joke around that it's us. We joke around that it's us. I don't believe that it's just us. I believe that it's more widespread and you do have, you know, the same guys getting girls over and over and over again and whatever it might be. And sometimes these dudes aren't even good looking. I could admit when a dude's attractive. Like, I can admit when a cat's good looking, I'm just like, you ain't that good looking, dog.
Well, here's my thing. So I was telling you before I was talking with somebody. Right.
Yes.
And it's funny because that conversation, I'm flirting through text, whatever, and it's like the one little period of time where I'm not afraid of women, and I put it to the side for a second, right? Like,
anyway, there's a keyboard in front of me.
Yeah, exactly. But if it's in person,
digital
I'm just
keyboard.
Like, in person, I'm just like, hi.
You know what? I got to be real with you though. You are pretty good in person. You're not as bad as you lead on.
Because you know what the problem? Well, it's not a problem. But my thing is that I'm just friendly. I'm friendly to everybody, and if you take it for what it is, like, good for you. Like, whatever. But that's who I am. You're gonna get me. Why would I change? That's so funny. Why would I change my mannerism? I want you to like me for me.
Exactly.
Like,
well, too many people are shapeshifters. And too many people will shift to the shape that they believe that this other person will actually like to interact with.
Which changes right into the thing. So I was flirting through text message, which this person just can't seem to get that I'm flirting with them.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like, it's like, hello. Fucking idiot.
Anyway, college degree as well, right?
I think so. I don't. Anyway, so
I'm studying.
I'm flirting. And she goes, I can't tell if you're being serious or not or whatever. And I'm like, you know, I just speak. She goes, you have an answer for everything. I do. I go, I'm just speaking from the heart. She goes, oh, I see you. I'm like, would you like me to speak? I'm like, what else do you expect? She goes, well, where else would you speak from if you don't speak from the heart? I go, I could speak with my dick like every other dude on the planet.
You could?
And she goes,
without question.
I go, oh, I see you. I'm like, oh, sorry, just sitting here having an answer for everything.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Oh, come on. You haven't talked to a million guys that have just tried to
be. But that's why all the same dudes are doing so well, because they don't speak genuinely. They just speak with their dick. They're going to feed you all the bullshit.
Oh, yeah. They're going to sell it to you like a fucking a salesman coming to your front door offering utensils and silverware.
It's so funny. You know,
I got the best cutlery in town. It's like, really? Do you, dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like that dude that, have you ever seen the videos on TikTok or whatever? The dude dude that comes around. He's so funny, super slick. He like has the spray that gets rid of everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like that guy.
Yeah,
just recycling, which he's really great salesman, recycles the same jokes to different customers and wins
yep.
every single time.
It's literally just a sales pitch that he just repeats and regurgitates. Pitch.
And then they're so surprised when they figure out they can't change nobody. Sorry, yeah. I'm not going to bash women. I love women.
I love women.
Love, I don't want
Karen's one of my favorite people on this planet.
Love her.
Dawn is one of your favorite people on this planet. Dawn. There you go.
Big shout out to Dawn, by the way.
Big shout out to Dawn. Big shout out to Karen. These are our mothers, by the way.
Love if you Dawn. If you Dawn's don't. Down a lot of weight, by the way. Crazy. She's
What's Dawn been doing?
Tracking calories. I can't get her to do macros, but I got her to do calories.
That's okay.
Tracking calories. She looks crazy good.
Baby steps.
I don't want to inflate her head too much because then she'll have like a piece of pumpkin loaf cake like her.
Yeah, she'll eat the whole thing like you.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I know where I got it from now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just can't control yourself around some loaf cake.
Yeah. No, my mom actually loves we get this Greek place by my house. She loves gyros.
I believe it's pronounced gyro.
Gyro. But yeah, no.
John Meadows said that in front of me the first time I ever heard that. Ever heard that was John Meadows.
Hero.
Shouts to Meadows as I sweat through the shirt. RIP, love you, bro.
Great dude.
We just finished filming at Montanari Bros.
Yeah.
And he said something like that. And I was like, what? He goes, I think I'm going to get the hero. And I thought he meant hero, like a hoagie.
Like a sandwich.
I'm like, okay, like a sandwich. Yeah, I'm like, okay, cool. And, you know, the guy's just like, yeah, I'll take the lamb and something hero. I said, the fuck? What are you? Lamb hero.
Lamb and pork, probably.
All right, cool. But we had a fucking diner. It was like.
But every
diner
does. I'm going to overgeneralize.
Every diner does have a hero.
No. They're all owned by Greeks.
What percentage of Greeks do you believe own diners?
All of them? I don't know.
It's got to be a stat.
So bad.
It's got to be a stat.
And can I say that because I'm Mediterranean myself?
Yeah. Well, Greeks and Italians are basically the same thing.
Honestly, how would you
search that? How many diners are owned by Greeks?
I don't think that's going to be a thing that pops up. I wish we had like a Jamie. Jamie, look that up.
Yeah. Keens, look that up. Look at him.
Fucking, he doesn't do shit, huh?
He doesn't do anything. There are so many diners that have Greek roots. Tastingtable.com. Hold on. The reason that so many diners have Greek roots, let's see.
Yeah.
And look, there's a hero in the picture. Who doesn't love sliding into a vinyl booth at a classic diner? Wow, really setting the tone on this article.
I'll tell you what, I wish I was at one right now.
We can go right after.
No, I can't. I'm full.
Yeah, you're dieting. Shut up.
I had a whole pumpkin.
A timeless dining experience offering no nonsense comfort food such as thick milkshakes, salty fries, greasy burgers, and lemon meringue pie.
I didn't know I signed up for sex talk.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm getting horny thinking about this. Diners for. Flick me, I'm real. Diners from a vital...
No, more food.
Hold on, one second. Diners form a vital part of the American experience, but as quintessentially American as diners are, a large percentage of them are owned by first or second generation Greek families.
Shout out to the Greeks.
May have noticed when sitting down in a greasy spoon whose name is some variation of Athena, Acropolis, or the Parthenon. In 1996, a New York Times article states that about two-thirds of New York's diners are Greek-owned. And New Jersey has more diners than any other state, most of which are Greek-owned, according to NewJersey.com. With decor that might feature elaborate fluted columns, Greek flags, and laurel wreaths, Greek-owned diner menus might also pepper in some homeland dishes among the American fare.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great article, actually. Whoever wrote that writes.
Kudos to you.
Very articulate.
I wish I was that articulate sometimes.
I do look at my writing sometimes, and I'm like, I have a PR background, and I do have a way with words where I'm able to speak properly, and every now and then I have a a little fumble verbally. Was he licking his balls?
No, he's just lying.
Oh, okay. And then, you know, I'll have a fumble for, like, a verbal fumble. There you go.
Like that.
On cue. I'll have a verbal fumble, and I'll say the wrong word as opposed to what I should have said. And, I read something like that and I go, wow, it's like
really good.
It's like a chef with fucking words. Like, just really, yeah, just
where'd you cook all that shit?
Weaving this elaborate story in and out. Just very, very, very good.
They wrote that for us, I feel. That was like Taylor fit. But you know, it's so funny. I have the same thing.
More like Taylor Swift.
The best thing that ever happened to your fantasy football.
Yes and no.
But it's so funny because
Lauren Rothman. Shouts to Lauren Rothman in October 25th of 2022, so a little over a year ago.
She's got a little PC name.
PC name?
Lauren Rothman. Definitely belongs being a publicist.
You going to look her up?
Oh, should I? Lauren Rothman, I feel like, is way
at Tasting Table.
I'll check LinkedIn later. I'm just too busy right now.
You're just too busy, right?
Doing way too busy. Damn, you threw me off.
Lauren
Rolfe. What
the
fuck was I going
to
say?
I brought up Taylor Swift, even though I really didn't want to.
Previous to Taylor Swift.
She's not PC.
She's not?
No.
Can I say?
Yeah.
Oh, she's PC in her own right. I'm getting brainwashed by these woke bastards.
You are, anyway, you are.
So yeah, older women. Yeah, they do like me a little bit.
Bro, if women and other people are able to say that you're not attractive, like you're not attractive, yeah, I'm not attractive, like if they're able to say that, I'm okay with saying that person's not attractive. I'm cool with it.
Oh, you know, it's just like it's weird. Like
it's okay that somebody isn't attractive to me.
Yeah, but that's like the whole thing. Like I just said, she's PC in her own right. Like I'm sure somebody finds her attractive. Like it just doesn't have to be me.
Doesn't have to be me. I don't want it to be me.
Yeah,
I don't want to find anybody attractive. I want to just chill and not sweat in my own office. That's really what I want to do.
Yeah, you're fucking hot.
I'm hot.
You're irritable today, though.
Yeah, I'm a little picky today. I'll tell you why I'm picky. I'm picky because I went to sleep on the couch again last night.
Put your fucking clothes away.
They were away. Sort of. I just moved them to
the other day. He tells me
I just moved them to my dresser.
Yeah, the other day he tells me he's doing laundry and he puts all his laundry on his bed. He didn't put it away, so he sleeps on the couch and then he gets mad.
And then Keenj gets the front room. But then last night I fell asleep on the couch after Jack left because Jack and I got hibachi.
Mm.
So I fell asleep on the couch. I had to finish the podcast, get it updated for this morning's release.
Sure.
With Nick yesterday.
Right.
So it's like I fell asleep and the audio was done, but the video wasn't done because I didn't offload any of the footage.
Got it.
So then it's 4 a.m. and I'm like, well, if I said I was going to release this at 7 a.m, I got to get going because it's going to, you know, each file sometimes for each camera can be like 80, 90 gigabytes. So it's I start offloading one, 50 minutes. Fuck. Offload the second one, and I'm up now. I'm like eating. I'm chilling. I was going to fast all day till we ate. Nope. I'm like chilling. I'm like whatever. Then I upload the second drive, 50 minutes. So now I'm sitting here and I start watching, what was I watching? I was watching X-Men. So I'm getting all emotional watching X-Men, Wolverine die and shit. I'm like, I'm sitting there crying.
Spoilers.
No.
Meanwhile, he comes back in the next one anyway, doesn't he?
Evan, no, if he does come back, it'll be with Deadpool.
Yeah, but the alternate universe. Right.
I guess. I don't fucking know. Whatever.
Fucking
tired of the alternate universe shit.
Tired of that shit.
And guess what? If there is another alternate Nick, come through because I need you to edit.
You think alternate.
You just sit down and edit while I go ahead and shoot. So come through.
Let me ask you a question. You think Alton Tyler has like a way with words? He's just like charming. Maybe
you do have a way with words.
6 foot six.
You're not 6 foot six.
Alternate universe Tyler, 6'6", chiseled.
That means he sucks with words then, because he's alternate.
Oh, so he's like a moron.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
He's not witty. He's not fun.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say moron anymore.
You can say moron.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'll call people morons. I call people some crazy shit.
Whoa.
Crazy shit. I call people crazy shit.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm in my car. But
yeah.
I get crazy, man.
You do, right?
Oh my God, I get so mad. And I'm so short fused with certain things. Like, what did I tell you on the podcast years ago?
A lot of stuff. I can't remember.
A lot of stuff.
That you told me that I can't catch a tuna by myself.
You can't catch a tuna by yourself.
No, I go back on that. I definitely cannot catch a tuna by
myself. Yes, thank you. I Holy don't shit. Like cunty behavior. That's my big thing. If you're going to act cunty, I don't like it. If you're going to cut me off in traffic and you're going to slam on your brakes and then you're just not going to pay attention, bro, it's cool. Text and drive. Go for it. I don't care. Yeah. But be good at texting and driving.
That was like me yesterday when I took a video. Yeah, posted my Instagram story. It's me on Sunrise Highway. The fuck else am I gonna do it? I don't got no other time.
Yo, I drove stick for 7 years,
you and did,
I
used right?
to, by the first when I first got in that car, man, I was so scared to like not focus on driving him.
Yeah.
By year seven, dude, I was driving with my knees. I was clutching in. I was like, I had an air fryer in there. I was making chicken cutlets.
Bro, I love eating sandwiches and using my phone and changing the song at the same time, doing 90.
Yeah. Yeah, change
what
it with your toe.
You're like, what am I going to do, wrap it around a pole?
Nah.
I can't get that lucky.
Nah, it's not happening. It's not happening, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So like, you know, be better at the texting and driving. If you're going to text and drive, just be better
good.
At
just
it.
Just get good, kid.
Get good at it.
Get good, kid.
And then if you're going to be that guy that doesn't know how to merge into a trap, I don't understand how we have so many drivers that can't merge onto a parkway or off of a parkway. And it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Put your blinker on. I get enraged when people don't use their blinker. It's so simple. The stalk is right there. And I'm a BMW driver, so I don't have any excuses on why I don't use my blinker. Yeah. I use it every time.
Exactly.
You hit the stalk and you get the fuck out of the way. It's so simple, but it eludes a lot of people for some reason.
You love saying stalk, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah. It's...
celery stalk.
Never heard anybody call the blinker a
it
stalk.
It's a column stalk, yeah. Yeah.
I wish I was live to run a poll on if anybody's ever heard a stalk before when talking about a blinker.
Run a poll on if it's hot in here.
When are they gonna fucking when are they gonna start fucking taking driver's licenses away, by the way?
They or need
retesting
to.
Like over 60.
They
need to start retesting over like 65.
Tell you what, between you and I, Karen used to be a phenomenal driver and she still is very
she's
good.
She's steeping down, right?
Sure. She's getting sometimes she'll be following me and I'm like, yo, Karen, we got to do the speed limit. Yeah. Please, come through. Let's go.
I feel like what they should do, they should send out the AARP information booklet, and they should also send a test date to go back and redo your driver's license. They should do that at the same time. Just get it over with.
Wow, somebody commented, what do they call a car's blinky light thing?
Blinky light thing.
That is honestly, somebody that needs their license revoked instantaneously.
Oh, yeah. Blinky light thing.
Blinky light thing.
Sounds like something my sister would say.
Guess it depends on what part of the world you're in and possibly your age bracket. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Wait, perfect example. How old are you?
Hold on. In Australia, most of my friends and family use the term blinker. There you go.
Me too.
I find some of my colleagues using turn signals quite often. Fair. The same people who call a footpath a sidewalk.
Oh.
And I do know a few people... ugh. Members of a vintage car club who are UK born who still call them trafficators. Whoa.
A who?
Okay.
That's a.
You got to relax.
That was
usually,
hard,
though,
hard.
It's often another driver at a roundabout slamming on the brakes to avoid an accident, yelling, where's your freaking blinkers, you flaming?
Whoa. Yeah, you don't want to say that one, right? Yeah. You don't want to say that one, right? Quar has just got a whole bunch of racial slangs on there,
But guess what? I fucking stopped.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Good for you. You know, the guy having to edit this podcast would really hate to have to go back and look for that one.
Maybe none of me and nobody because I don't edit them. Maybe they should be called optional blinkers, only for use when you feel like it. Okay.
but take note. No one called it a stalk.
Is it called a...
you're going to die on this sword, right? All the other shit you say, you're going to die on this one.
So hot right now.
It's a little hot. It's a little hot. Being a little bit of a bitch, though.
You seem sweating.
But when are you not sweating? When are you not sweating? Oh, my God.
It's called an instrument... no, not an instrument stalk. All right, whatever.
Stalk this, stalk that. I'm going to...
indicator stalk or switch.
All right, fair enough. I believe you. I'm just so glad that we can move on from you and the one other person on the planet that calls it a stalk that decided to put it on Google so that you didn't have to feel bad about yourself.
GSFcarparts.com.
GSF car, yeah.
Indicator stalks and switches.
I'll take websites people never heard of for $500.
Stalks in the context of cars typically refer to the control switches or levers on the steering column, so it's all stalks.
Mm. Okay. All right.
That's it.
All right. What else do you have on that list for me? Because I want to get off of this one so fast.
We
just had like 4 million people. We just dropped down to like my mom and Karen.
That's okay with me. Karen comes on Tuesday.
Yeah, she does.
So we could both sweat together.
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus Christ. Maybe you get a fan for her by then. Sweating right through this fucking...
you are, dude. It's over, bro. I'm sweating. If y'all see me right now and you wonder why the kid's glistening, it's because I'm sweating and I can't help it. I don't know why it's so hot in here. And I'm
at Thanos' head bobbles.
I gotta do a giveaway for how many times Nick says how hot it is in here. I'm gonna give a case of rain away.
By the way, he's got... I'm gonna count him out right now. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Due to
a lot of cases, and he won't give me one.
Oh, here we go. Shut the fuck up. All right, I got one for you. Let me tell you a little pet peeve of mine on social media. Mm. I can't stand when couples pose.
Pose? P-O-S-E?
Yeah, they pose together in pictures.
I just want to make sure
and
I heard it right.
Every single time, buddy has his hand on his girl's ass. Every time. I think it's distasteful.
It's
like what?
That passive aggressive.
It's just like, yeah, I'm having sex with this. Bro, relax, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, we know you're having sex. Oh, maybe you're not, I don't know. Maybe that's our girlfriend, not your girlfriend.
Lucky.
Maybe that's our girlfriend.
So at least somebody's having sex.
I don't think they even are, to be honest with you. But my issue is, yeah. I can't stay. I think that's more disrespectful than anything. It's like, yo, bro, just put your hand on her waist. Put your hand. It's right there, dog.
Why not the small of her back?
Exactly. No, every time. It's like directly on her, the middle of her
cupping
ass.
Cupping it, right?
Yeah, bro,
lifting
chill
it
out,
up ever so slightly. You think? Wait, hold on, hold on. Ready? Ready for my conspiracy? He took off the headphones and everything. You ready for the conspiracy theory?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
Could you imagine the girl's just like, babe, if you don't put your fucking hand under the cup of my ass, pop it up so it makes it look like I do some squats, we're done.
Do you think it's the same conspiracy? It's the same couples where the girl is constantly posing with her back to the camera? Do you think it's the same kind of couples?
With her back to the camera.
It's not hard to think about.
No. I'm just trying to think if maybe they're in the same bucket. I mean, listen, anything's possible.
Anything's
possible.
As a father, I would be concerned looking at my daughter consistently posing with her ass to the camera every single time.
Yeah, I mean,
every single time. It's like, yo, you can go sideways. It's okay. You can like pose sideways or fret dead on. We're gonna get through the day.
It's like it goes back to the self-consciousness, I guess, right? Like they're just, they don't like the way they look from the front. You could always change how your body looks. Can't change how that face looks.
Is it not liking how you look from the front, or is it just like almost like treating yourself as like an advertisement?
I don't know. I'll tell you what. If I look like a French bulldog in the face, but I had a fat ass, I'd probably want to show that a little bit more than my little fucking snubby stout. Is that too much?
That was perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Oh, I know what I'm clipping.
TikTok.
Hey. I'm finally going to get over 400 views because they put me in TikTok jail for not posting.
I know, but you know what the comments are going to look like? That fat fuck can't do shit. That fat man. Why would he say that? He just got done saying women don't talk to him. The fuck up. Yeah, I know women don't talk to me, but it doesn't mean I'm not allowed to make fun of people.
Yeah,
I
can make fun of everybody. Everybody gets the smoke, man.
Everybody
gets the smoke. We want to make fun of everybody.
You know they canceled Dave Chappelle recently? A little bit.
But they've tried many times.
I know.
People
actually got up and walked out of one of his shows recently.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What was he talking about?
Too soon.
Okay.
Yeah, Hamas, Israel.
Oh, he was talking about that stuff. Ooh.
He didn't condemn either or both side, and they got up and they were like, nope, too soon.
Well, I don't touch any of that.
Yeah, right.
I got nothing to say.
Yeah, exactly.
I got nothing to say.
I have
no part in it, and I have nothing to say.
I just don't like the fact that kids are dying.
I think it's fucked up all around, so.
Yeah, but it's all fucked up.
And if you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you say something, they fucking put you on the cross. And if you don't say anything, they put you on the cross. Why aren't you commenting on it?
Well, you have a fucking podcast. Why don't you say something?
Nobody wants my. You don't want my opinion on any of that because there is no opinion. I got to be honest with you.
My opinion doesn't matter.
Yes,
I'm small fry to this shit.
Small fry. What was I going to show you? Oh, that's right. I had this fucking link. I'm getting off this shit. By the way,
you did have a link, right?
Getting off this topic.
What?
Hamas and Israel.
It was Dave Chappelle. I was talking about making fun of people.
I'm off of it.
You want me to go back to making fun of people?
Yes. I'll tell you. This we can make fun of this person.
Please.
This person was a. It brought me to their news site. I didn't want that. I wanted to go right to the.
You just gave them a page visit. How bad does that feel?
It's Sky News, so they already have the page visit. A British TikTok star.
Who?
Which is a loose term nowadays.
Yeah, right. You can have like 5,000 followers all of a sudden. You're a TikTok star.
A British TikTok star has been jailed for more than 6 years after being caught trying to smuggle cocaine into the UK.
Okay.
He got caught in.
That TikTok money ain't paying out.
Where did he get? Peru. Look how shocked he is, bro. Why are you shocked? You know that coke's in there.
First off, what does he have a spike collar on?
I'm not gonna ask what he does in his extracurricular activities.
Wow, but. He is a character.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So TikTok.
Why does he have so many rings on? My man had a ring on every. But
I don't trust somebody that has that many
not
rings.
Not cool rings. They're like the ones you find on the Instagram Temu ads.
What is that?
What is that? I don't know.
Bring it up. What
Everybody
is that?
Everybody talks about this Temu or something nonsense. I don't know.
Google it. I don't know.
Hold on. Oh, yeah.
I'm not the only one with Google. Anyway, yeah, I thought that was crazy because that's like another situation where you go to another country, you perform illegal activities, then you're surprised when and if you get caught.
I heard everybody was doing it.
Yeah, oh my God. How did that coke get in there? I don't know, bro. You know what the fuck you're doing. Take the sentence like a man.
Yeah, so Temu is kind of like, Temu. So I was right. It's kind of like an Alibaba in a way. Temu is an online marketplace operated by, who do you think? The Chinese e-commerce company PDD Holdings, and headquartered in Boston. So that's really good. We love that.
Be careful, because when I sell out and I get owned by a Chinese conglomerate, you know, you can't say things like that anymore.
But it's so weird because like you'll look online, you'll look through this stuff, and then like it's random like advertisements. You'll see it now that I've brought it up. It's like,
oh yeah, my phone's listening.
It's like
everyone's phone's listening too now.
It's like seeing a red punch buggy. You never notice they're there until somebody mentions red punch buggy. Now you see them all the time.
All the time.
But supposedly it's something, but it's weird because then they have like these fake like. These deep fake pornos. You look up a random, I swear to God, deep fake pornos of Instagram stars and all these people. You like search up the code and like deep fakes of like fake pornos of these
people. So they just basically do like a face swap.
Yeah, face swap. And then it's like
but dudes that are
like cheap supplying nonsense.
Dudes that are paying for that type of service, number one, they already have some fucking shit that they gotta sort through in the closet and demons and shit. Mm-hmm. And number three, it's just the dudes that are paying for like inflating these OnlyFans girls. That's what it is, man. That's what it is, bro. These people that are paying for all this shit. If there's a market for it and they're making money, they're going to continue to saturate that market.
Well, I'll tell you what's sad about, because you say OnlyFans and things like that nature, like it's not just OnlyFans either, because like there's just dudes just sending random large amounts of money to these girls for like online relationships.
Yes.
It's the wildest concept to me.
I don't understand it.
I'll tell you what, and it's going to sound wild. I'm not an advocate for it, but you're sending thousands of dollars to these random chicks, right? At least for you, $10 on OnlyFans, you're getting nude pictures of this girl. Like, and you're spending how much less? There's no good evil, right?
Here's the thing. I don't advocate.
All of it is sad.
I don't advocate for porn, but porn is free. It's pretty easy to just search up on the internet what you're into, and you get a video for free. Instead of paying.
I get it.
And then, you know. The issue is then these girls they get an unrealistic expectation of what the world is actually like because the creeps are inflating their pockets.
Yeah, and they think they can live normal lives after.
Exactly.
Look at Lana Rhodes. Lana Rhodes did porn for 8 months.
That was it? She only did porn for 8 months.
And she became the biggest porn. She was 19. She said it on podcast before she made Super Mistakes. She was on there for 8 months. I can't remember the name of the podcast, otherwise I'd credit it. But
was a gangbang on camera a mistake?
Who knows? So by the way, this is why we shouldn't give kids the idea that they could just make decisions because she's 19 years old. She doesn't have a fully developed fucking brain. And now she's living with a mistake she made at 19 years old because all of a sudden now she can't find normal people in her life.
Oh, that's weird. Why? Because everybody just uses you and continues
and
to use you like you were in your videos. Like they just expect it to be the same way. That's not my girlfriend. That's our girlfriend.
You branded yourself.
Yeah, it's
tough. She was only there for 8 months, and now look at what you know. Now she's got all these crazy issues, bro. She's like anorexic and nonsense. She looks horrible.
I don't know of anybody that on the female side, I'm sure there are, but they don't talk about it, which we've said a bunch of times how men don't talk about the mental health aspect of their lives, and you know we live quiet lives of quiet desperation, as Bedros Koulian says all the time. So it's like I think that there are just as equally the same number of mental health and issues that male porn stars probably have when they leave the industry as well, but females wind up getting broadcasted far more because then all the things that they talk about on podcasts, on news outlets and whatnot with their friends, they get broadcast to the mainstream, and then people that are fans of those women will just constantly tune in to whatever's going on with them, and you never leave that stigma. If you were a porn star, you're always a porn star. Like, it is what it is. Like, if you had an OnlyFans and you put that bullshit caption at the bottom of your fucking bio, that says, my property, and if OnlyFans, jerk off. Do you think that OnlyFans, have you read the entire terms and conditions that you just hit accept on real quick because you thought you were going to be the next girl to make $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month, $200,000? Right. Really? Did you read any of that
and
shit?
And then it's funny because when they realize it doesn't work, and then all of a sudden that
they just take it out of the box.
But it's even better because now your pictures are still on like Reddit and Google and all these really weird websites.
They're everywhere.
Go Google your name.
Yeah.
Google your name.
They're everywhere, and they don't ever leave. And guess what? Now you think you're going to have a family 5-10 years down the line. Yeah, okay, you're going to have a family. But at the same time, it's like, will you get the same respect that you could have gotten from your husband? That maybe he knew.
Or anybody.
Maybe he knew. Maybe he didn't. And that's another weird thing to me. Right. It's like, I don't share well, so I never understood that concept of like sharing your girlfriend, your wife, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Very strange.
Right.
That's a mentality I honestly could never understand.
Right.
But you expect to live a normal life. You expect, with the internet now, the amount of kids that are consistently searching for other kids they know's moms on all these sites, it's a problem.
It is a problem, and then eventually it'll catch up to them.
And then it's going to be bullying, and then your kid's going to be upset and have to deal with that shit, that mental aspect. So it's like, okay, you know, I got sent from a friend a little, like, quote post, which I really liked, because I like to think that I'm doing things the right way. I'm not going crazy on these
and
things.
And the key word there for all the listeners is we like to think we do things.
Yeah, I like to think I'm doing things the right way, which is, you know.
Hope so.
Yeah, which is just I'm trying to figure out things as I go, and I'm trying to just stick to my guns, and I'm just trying to I'm trying to be entertaining but real. Like, that's always been the thing, because how we are on these podcasts is exactly how we talk behind closed doors and in front of people. Like, there's no we're different people here and there. Oh, be careful with those wires, Kenji. Come on.
And he just stands right there like an asshole.
Come on. I know you're hot, bro. I get it. I'm going to take you home after this. But I like to think that I'm doing things the right way.
Mm.
And I'm sticking my guns on making sure that I don't sell myself out.
Right. For,
just because a company hits me up and wants to sponsor the podcast or sponsor me or work with me or this and that. Like, I posted that thing where they offered me the ability to... To solicit girls that I know to
sign up for
OnlyFans, and then I would get a percentage of everything that they earn.
Yeah.
Yo, keep your. I don't care who you are. Like, people that I know. If when it comes down to it, this is my standpoint on all that shit.
Mm.
Do I respect it? Absolutely not. I don't. And there's a lot of people that say, "Oh no, I respect it. It's a hustle. They're hustling. They're doing that. Whatever you want to say, man."
Yeah.
I don't respect that type of work.
Yeah.
I don't think it's. I don't think it's classy. I think quick money comes quick long term and quick problems. I think that, you know, you're selling yourself out for a buck, and you're just viewed as goods, and that's not. Yeah. And you're a human being, and you got to bring more to the table.
Right.
Okay. You don't want to be another fitness chick, so now you're gonna fucking start doing OnlyFans. You start doing XYZ. It's like, yo, that's really just degrading yourself to the next level. And then you wonder why people aren't respecting you. You wonder why, you know, people look at you a certain way. I don't know, because you're fucking half naked on every post on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, I joke about it all the time where I'm like, yeah, we should fucking do it. But I'm never really actually
genuinely. No, I know you're bullshitting.
It's like, because you start
keep your sex money. That's my standpoint on it. Keep that sex money. I'm good on that.
You genuinely think about it and you're like, damn, like at some point this person is really, you know, probably going to regret this. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unless they really genuinely have no fucking soul.
Oh, you got a Rolls Royce? Great. Oh, you got a Lambo? Great. Okay, cool. Awesome, bro.
It's, again, back to that book that I'm reading. Like, separate yourself from that eye from all the things you have, and, you know, are you still okay with who you are at the end of the day?
It's tough, man. You know what? And I've definitely had a lot of self-development, especially over the last 6 to 8 months. But over the last couple of years, my standpoint on things that I find valuable and things that I really want in life have changed. And
yeah.
and I believe that that's a good sign that I'm going in the right direction.
Mm.
I believe it's a sign that I'm experiencing life. And because I'm experiencing life, I'm able to now do different things. There's a fucking bug on my neck. I'm able to, like, pivot and change my wants and needs,
yeah.
Like getting different clients. Focusing on the podcast because the podcast is important to me because I love hanging out and talking to people. Like that's all these things are like really important to me. So I want to make sure that I'm consistently evolving and growing. And along with that, I'm also not thinking about like, I need to have a Lambo.
Yeah.
I need, you know, because that was a thought in my mind for a long time. I got to have an exotic car. I got to have the fat house and this and that. And like, yeah, well, that stuff's nice. And I'll get it at my own pace.
Eventually.
But like, you know, the thought that I need this today, it's gone, man.
Yeah.
I want my I want to get rid of the BMW. We said it a million times. I want to get a Toyota truck.
No, mine
too. I want to get a Toyota truck, man.
I want to get rid of it.
I want something that's reliable.
Mm.
I want something that I'm able to drive 400, 500,000 miles and not think about it.
You know, it's so funny. I went to a work training this like, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever the fuck it was. You know, and then my coworkers look at my car and they're like, "Oh, nice car." I'm like, "Yeah, I can't afford it anymore. Can't afford it anymore.
It's just expensive." You can afford it.
I can't afford
it. You can afford it. Let's put it out to the
I can't afford it, but I'd rather have the money. I'd rather have the money back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather, like, be able to, like, enjoy my money and do other shit with it than paying for a fucking car. I'm just so tired of it. I'm just,
yeah,
like,
well, it's just you have to keep up with everything. That's the problem. You have to keep up with everything and then just, like, the $1,600 on tires. It's like, you know, we're making really good money, but at the same time, it's like it's just continually being cycled out.
But I'll tell you what, though, like, you know, like you said a little earlier and that I actually want to touch on that. Isn't it nice, though, that even though the mindset has been changed and we feel like we're doing so much, In essence, it's like still like the same problems. Don't you feel like it's like in essence, it's still like the same-ish problem, but like kind of that's evolved a little bit. Like as I guess as humans, we all have like that one or two, right, significant challenges that we face that might not be so like, you know, and I say it to other people all the time, like, I'll never completely understand what you're going through because you and I have lived two separate lives, and no matter how equally, you know, we are at this and that, I'll never completely understand because you're a different person.
Yeah, well, we have different...
But at the essence, we all have, like, maybe not like we, like as a person, but like I myself, I've had like the same one or two problems my entire life.
Yeah, well, it's cyclical, and it's
weird.
I don't know if it's more so us on our life path,
mm-hmm.
and not to get like too deep with it, but us on our life path of whether reincarnation is real, whether mm-hmm. you know. You have to go back and keep learning the same lesson until you graduate. Like that, maybe it's that type of a scenario. I could understand that. I could see that. Maybe we haven't been developing the correct way over the years. Right. It could also be the same thing where, you know, you seem to see the same people, and it's kind of parallel to your point just now.
Right.
You see the same people, get with the same people. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy that complains that he gets with the toxic girls all the time, or the girl that complains that she's with the toxic guys all the time, they're not changing. Every relationship they're in, it's the same relationship, it's just a different fucking skin. That's exactly what it is.
Isn't it weird that before I joked around and said shit don't change if shit don't change? Isn't that fucking weird?
It's so true. It really is. Like, we're bullshit.
Maybe I am a guru.
Do you see how this works? Like, you, and you, you, it's funny how it brings it out.
Yeah.
You said you didn't want to talk about deep. You wanted to
Yeah, no, it's been such a deep podcast. Yeah.
And it gets
deep. Really just had
But it gets
like a,
it yeah. gets deep, man, because guess what? The conversation is real, and these are actually things that we ponder and that we're curious about.
It's so funny too, because like when we started Brajol Brothers, and when we honestly, even before that, like when we first we always knew who each other were, but then it's so funny, like when we became friends, we were in such a different mindset.
Mm.
And like it was all fucking around. Like we had like the time, the youth to be able to fuck around, and I'm still, you know, we're still young. It's not to say we're not young enough anymore or whatever, but like we're just in like this whole different space now. We're like, I'm still a funny dude, but I'm so much more reserved about what I say.
Yeah.
And it's funny because now like that I've kind of, you know, the revelations with me, right? Like the last time I was on your podcast, I was talking about how I wanted to be the best salesman, the best recruiter, and all this other nonsense. I'm back in accounting, bro, and I've been doing pretty good at it.
Yeah, you've been doing
it. I actually like it. But I will say, like, I still like the business development stuff, but getting off track, right? Like, it's so funny how, like, things will just change. So it's just like, I tell people all the time, like, I wish I had a crystal ball, but even if I did, like, it doesn't really make a difference.
Doesn't make any difference.
And it's funny because now, like, I really feel where I thought my path was to be one thing. I just want to make people happy.
Yeah. I just want to have a good time. I want to train. I want to hang with good people. I want to eat good meals, and I want to be drama free, bro.
I got to tell you something. I don't even. And again, tailor fit for me because you and I are never going to be the same. Just like I'm not going to be the same person to the next person, right? I don't even care if I have a good time. Honestly, if it's at my expense of having a bad time to make someone else happy, that I honestly feel so crazy about it. It gets me fucking going, bro. Like having conversations because
I'm talking about life. I just want to have a good time in life. Having a good time basically for me means good experiences, good people, making other people happy, helping other people where I can, being with the dog. Like just these are the things that I mean when I say making, you know, having a good time.
And that's like
doesn't mean having, you know, and I know this is not how you took it.
It
doesn't mean having ragers every weekend or partying or I don't want to do it. I don't even want to do that shit anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I want nothing to do with it, man. To be honest with you, this would be a perfect Friday, Saturday for me. Like night too. Train in the morning, go to jujitsu, go to OG, just train, hang out. Fucking hang with the dog, get some work done, and then just like do a podcast and just be able to actually enjoy my evening as opposed to like, where are we going to get girls, bro? Like, where are we? And then guess what? We go there, there's no fucking girls.
Bro, I got a message literally today like, you forgot to mention, you know, where the girls are at. I'm like, bro, I don't really care.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? If they show up, they show up. I don't give a fuck. It's like every time I've ever seeked out things, they don't happen. So you just got to let things happen naturally and unfold with the, you know, the general process of nature in its natural order.
It's so strange. But yeah, I think kind of like what I meant was is like, you know, for me, right? Again, for me, if it was up to me, I don't even care if like it wouldn't necessarily make me happy to just like have those things, right? Like it'd be nice. Like those things would be for me like a good addition to life. Like if I'm, which a lot of the times I am, like a lot of the times I am pretty fucking miserable at times. Like I'll just be completely honest. Like, and I need my space and like I find fulfillment out of life, which I think is totally different to what I enjoy, but I find fulfillment out of being able to put myself out there and helping somebody. But it does take a lot out of me where, like, at the end of the day, I don't want to talk to nobody.
Well, it's at the same time, how much can you give to others before you're taking away from yourself?
But it's interesting, too, and I'm glad you say that, because I've liked myself a lot more this year than I ever have, which is great, right? And I fill my cup every morning by going to the gym. I fill my cup by, you know, doing the right things and being a good person. Like, and then I fill my cup by making people laugh, which people seem to really like. But then, you know, at the end of the day, like, I find it so intriguing that, like, people don't know my full story either, and they have this connotation of me. And then it's so funny because I brought it up to somebody at the gym, and I'm like, nah, man, like, half the time I'm putting on, I put on a mask a good amount of times. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if it's imposter syndrome or whatever the hell you call it, right? But, like, I put a mask on a lot. But it's fine, because I genuinely feel like I'm here to make people happy. And if it's sacrificing myself a little bit, I get fulfillment out of that, which in turn I know eventually will make me feel good, and because I'm fostering relationships and I'm being a good person. Now, whether that, you know, gets me all the glitz and glamour that, like, you know, comes with, a significant friend group that I love and a house that I like and a this, that I, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, doesn't matter, because if I make somebody else's life better, I feel like it will make me, at some point, it's got to pay off.
Do you find that this is your evolutionary process of just becoming a better human? I mean, night and day, night and day from when I first started hanging out with you. Let's just be clear about that. Night and day from when we first started hanging out on the boat and the stuff that you were going through then to what you go through now.
Yeah.
Night and day that you've been able to reel in your physical, mental, and just everything and just work on yourself.
Well, because
that's hard, man. A lot of people can't do that.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I feel like I found what works for me. And then that's why, like, it's so often that I do have conversations with people. I'll tell you what, I've had, in recent months, I've had people cry in front of me, like hug me and cry. People tell me, like, it's such an interesting way of thought. And I'm not, and then I tell them, like, listen, it's not, I'm not like some profound dude. Like, I'm just teaching you what I've been taught through years of therapy, reading books, things that I had to go through, right? Like, and then it's just because it's weird because, you know, I look back onto, you know, like I just said before, like, it's weird how, like, from when I met you to now, like, things have fostered the way they have. But I've gone through so much shit that, like, as much as, and I use you and Gabe as an example, as much as you guys, you know, did help me, but tried to help me even more than you did, like, sometimes I would look at it and just be like, nah, they don't really care. Or it wasn't like serious. Like, I know you guys care about me, but it's just like, I need to, like, have them, like, shut the fuck up for a little while. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mean anything by it. I just didn't. Like, I just know what works for me. And at the end of the day, like, I've also removed myself from, and one of the biggest things that I learned was, like, if I remove myself, the way you feel about it has nothing to do with me. That's your problem. And it's not to sound like an asshole.
Elaborate on that.
Yeah, no, I definitely, because I feel like it does. Call for an elaboration. Like, people are, like, the way that, so for instance, like, if I step in shit, I'm in control of how that goes, right? So I can let it really ruin my fucking day, or I can let it just be, all right, I stepped in shit, I gotta clean it off, right? But, like, in case in point where, like, if someone is talking to me and I don't get back to them right away, and if they start feeling upset about it, like, okay, but, like, I'm doing what I need to do right now, right? Like, eventually I'll get back to you. Eventually I'm not gonna, like, stop talking to people. You know, I there's days where you and I don't talk, and I'm like, it's not because I want to avoid anybody, or, like, you know, I just use you as an example because you're right in front of me, right? Mm-hmm. But I do it to everybody. It's not because I don't want to talk to you. It's because I don't have it in me right now. Like, I want to fill my cup so that I can.
I do it as well too. I've found, unfortunately, with my business though, I have to.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I have to stay on point with
fostering and maintaining relationships.
Fostering, maintaining relationships, posting. Staying relevant, posting links, you know. For a long time, not that I was afraid of posting everything or too much.
Right.
But I was just like, man, I'm going to lose followers. And I don't, it's weird because I truly don't care about the followers. I don't. But I know that there's a side of me that knows that more followers equals more potential engagement, which equals more views for the show or more eyeballs on the post and this and that. So it's an evil, You know what I'm trying to think.
No, it's like an evil little pathway that you start to come down because because in like your
sector, necessary evil. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Exactly, because it's like it's true because in your line of business you need that. Thankfully, I got myself out of that shit.
Yeah.
As much as I thought I wanted it too. Yeah. I thought for sure I wanted half of, you know, this business and I wanted to do this forever. I mean, I dropped all of it and things just got so much better for me.
Well, yeah, it's nice because
I have time to think.
Well, I find the more time that I have to spend on my phone, the more time I'm actually unhappy.
Yeah,
well, and having to just answer. And dude, I get, and this isn't a flex. This isn't me like saying that I don't like that people message me. But I mean, I don't know. On average, I think my notifications through Instagram, and this is mostly DMs.
Exactly where you're going. It's I'm going to tell you how many DMs that I haven't had opened.
Yeah, I don't know.
27.
Yeah, 27 DMs.
27 DMs. And I'm not using Instagram for business. I'm using this for personal nonsense.
I probably get anywhere from
27 DMs.
I probably
get
anywhere from 200 to 300 notifications a day.
Oh no, yeah.
Which is one of the main reasons that I turn the notifications off.
Mm-hmm.
That I get scheduled notifications sent to my phone throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like 9 a.m., noon, and I think 6 or 7 p.m. Those are the times that I get the unnecessary notifications.
Right.
Because I don't want to see all of the Zillow, a house dropped by 4 cents. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't need my phone vibrating every 10
sounds
seconds.
Like a fucking deal, though.
4 cents, right?
Bro, that sounds like a fucking
deal. In this economy? Crazy.
You're going to get a 12% interest rate.
12? Whoa, where'd you get this deal?
I know, right? Yeah.
I think it's up to 16 now.
I know a guy.
I think it's back to the point where you actually have to sell your soul to just get a house. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, so getting there.
But I say all of this to relay the thought process and the information that you have to be in control of, like the access to yourself. I know it's kind of pivoted away from what you were saying,
but the
thought process of like, if you step in shit or you don't get back to somebody and you know they get irritated, you don't message them back in due time. It's like, well, that's your emotions.
It's
like you, you know,
it's a deep that
I've found over the years that. Because these things are in our hands, on our body at all times of the day, people expect a almost instantaneous, you know, and I think you can attest to this. If my phone's in my hand and I see you text me, I text you right back. Like
why am I going to play the game with somebody?
Exactly, I'm quick with it because there's no game to be played. Like there are people that like to play that game or leave the. I don't like to do that.
The biggest turn off.
But the other side.
People, period.
Yeah, but the other side and the other issue of that is that I get so many notifications all day that, like, I have to do my job. I got to work.
Yeah,
I have to, like, actually be able to make money, not just, like, sit here and bullshit with everybody and everything on social.
It's like, because where are you getting all this time that you just, like, all day?
It's tough. And listen, we all have extra time. No matter how busy somebody is, it doesn't matter. We all have extra time. Nobody is working sunrise to sunset. They act like they do. Nobody. I mean, if Elon Musk has time to fucking run all these companies, send shit to Mars
and train to fight
Mark Zuckerberg in a jiu-jitsu competition or whatever they're doing, MMA fight, then and he can play Elden Ring and Xbox games.
Right.
We all have extra time. I have plenty of time to read the books that I purchase.
Right.
I just choose that I'd rather sit there sometimes mindlessly, most of the time, not sometimes, I have to correct myself, and watch TV or watch a YouTube video or because it's easier. It doesn't challenge my brain as much. I can almost just turn the fucking engine off and let the headlights just keep running in the direction of the TV and just absorb shit.
Yeah.
But I have to get better with that because I find that the less digital engagement I have, because it's so deep all day, it's fucking, it actually flabbergasts me how long things take. So to make a clip on the computer, then to chop, you cut the clip of whatever you want on the podcast. Let's just use that as an example.
Sure.
We cut the clip, then we take that, I put it on a new timeline, I have to stretch it. And put, I'm giving free game to
play
the video
with the
editors
music
right now.
And all that.
You have to play with the music. I don't even do the music in the editor anymore. I just do it on the app. I'm over that. Because then it's like another thing, importing the music, this and that, whatever. So now you have to resize everything to be 9x16, which is the Instagram sizing.
Hope everybody has a notebook out.
Yeah, I mean, it's basic shit. I mean, so
everybody that's ever asked Nick for a consultation, just so you fucking know, oh my God, I want to be funny in this podcast too, because I've told Nick 4 million fucking times, start charging consulting fees for everybody that fucking asks him.
Yes.
He's no longer going to do it. I'm doing it. If you ask Nick a fucking question, it's getting rerouted to me, and I'm charging you 500 minimum just for fucking wasting my time.
500.
I'm tired of it.
500.
Bro, oh my God, I'm tired.
Well, he sees all the DMs.
Yeah, if you've ever sent Nick a DM asking about some camera bullshit, I've seen it, and we're judging you.
He's seen it.
Yeah, and I've told him, charge him a G.
It's a tough listen, man, sometimes. You see some of these messages and whatnot.
Tired of it.
Listen, it's flattering up to a point, man, because I literally talked about this with Nick yesterday. It's crazy. I feel like I'm a broken record. I talked about this with Nick yesterday. It's like, how are you going to expect, let's say there's a job profession of a doctor and he's asking me questions on, I want to cut social media clips and I want to do this, I want to do that. You know, okay, well, let me do consulting for you and I'll charge you a fee. Oh, they get weird. It's like,
yeah, then they don't want to talk to you.
I'm not asking you for the surgery for free, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't go to your office and go, oh, I need to have my gallbladder taken out, or I need to have this taken out, or I need to have this ligament fixed, or whatever.
Doing penis enlargement.
Yeah. Oh, damn, that's crazy. I heard it just left trials.
Yeah.
But dude, it's like I he's smiling at me like an idiot. I hate you.
I need to be a little funny in the podcast. We've been too fucking serious.
Yeah, I know. But that's what happens now. It's weird how this has transitioned into like more serious talk.
Yeah.
I do attribute the success of it as I'm growing to being more on track with like times and thought processes and processes and just like mentality and whatnot, because it's a big topic and it's a big thing now, because there's so many people that are suffering from not being strong-willed enough mentally and feeling like beat down. I'll tell you what, a lot of it's digital issues. A lot of it is the need for a digital detox. I will put money down.
I've done it.
I will put money down that a lot of the problems that you have are because you're staring at screens too fucking much.
All the people, and what's it called? Doom scrolling, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, doom scrolling.
Just looking at people's Instagrams and being like, oh, what are they doing?
So it's so tough, bro. It really is. And to be honest with you, I've thought many times about just going down to like 50, 100 following.
Oh yeah, and just
so
like
many times. Because listen, I mean, not everybody is interacting with my post. So it's like we're just sitting here, just like shadow following each other. Just like, we're just fluffing each other's numbers. Is that what we're here for? I don't need that, and you don't need that. It's like fuck that shit. Because in the grand scheme of things, none of us are famous.
Nope.
Y'all think you're famous. None of us are famous. We're all just regular ass people trying to just put content out there and be relevant. And okay, maybe some of it sticks. Maybe some of it doesn't. Most of it doesn't, I'd say.
It's like one of those things where it's just like, you know, you think about, you know, who's going to show up at your funeral kind of thing.
Yeah, which we talked about on episodes as well.
I'll tell you what, my funeral is going to be a banger.
I was about to say.
I need somebody at the door doing guest list.
Guest list?
Yeah, charging.
It'd be Gabe.
It is.
It'd be Gabe.
I need like a doorman. That's $5 entry fee. I'm like, what? You're like, yeah, you paying your respects to this fucking scumbag? $5. That's what I'm saying. Line out the door.
I need
flyers. I need a DJ. Foam party.
Yeah. In it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just like, guys, and I need somebody to prop me up like Weekend at Bernie's.
No,
like,
they're going
to
be like, close the cask. We don't want Ty to get foamy.
Oh, man, but he loved the foam.
He loved the foam.
Big foam guy.
All right, get the foam in the casket. Ooh. Bury him with the foam.
That's what I'm saying. Bring it back to like Crazy Donkey foam parties. Just me going in there.
I think I told you. I tried to go there once.
Crazy Donkey, right?
Tried to go there once.
Did they try to get you to go?
No, they denied me. I went with my buddy Jeff. Shouts to Jeff. He's in Italy right now with his wife, Ash. I love Ash.
What are they doing?
They're just fucking in Rome, just hanging out, eating pasta and drinking wine.
Greedy as fuck. Where was my invite?
I know, right? It's their honeymoon.
Who's paying for that?
Jeff is and Ash.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for them.
I think they're paying for their own honeymoon. So anyway,
like normal, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like normal. Sweating, right?
Yeah, right there.
It's tough, man.
It's all right.
Fuck it.
I'm going to look. No. We're going to look great just sweating through this.
That's why I wore a black shirt, because I wore gray yesterday, and I definitely had, yo, stop playing with your nipples. We gotta
stop. That was for the video listeners.
That's the premium watchers. Content.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
$10.99.
Back into sex work.
That's right.
Lambo, here I come.
Any chance I get to get a Lambo, you swing it right by me.
Oh, that's it. All of a sudden, he switched up.
Yeah, you know what?
3 seconds.
You sit me up in a hot fucking office for an hour an hour and 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, Tyler's ready to go sell his body.
Rubbed his nipples twice on camera, and all of a sudden, got a $50 tip sent right to him.
Yeah, it's weird. My Venmo just started popping off.
Can I actually say?
Why did I balance at 3 G?
Can I actually say one thing which you actually had mentioned?
What's that?
About girls just randomly getting money from guys, which I find absolutely just the craziest thing in the world.
I can't afford rent. Where the fuck? fuck they get that?
I'm just sending hundreds to girls for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Can I just talk about like how strange it is having your Venmo or your fucking Cash App in your profile?
Wait a minute.
Along with your age? Like, yeah. That is the weirdest thing. Why is your age in your profile?
Well, how about this? Let's get right onto one of those topics that we talked about not too long. Did we talk about it in the last podcast? Or what, we talked about it? Where the hell did we talk about it? Oh, I talked about it on my Instagram. Why am I buying a drink
for
someone
bride?
Else's bride?
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, hit.
Why am I buying a drink for someone else's bride?
Hit a fiance up.
Do me a favor. A girl that I'm never gonna ever really genuinely care about. No offense, right?
None taken.
She's not cooking, cleaning for me, right? She's not having my kid. I'm gonna buy her a drink because her and her fucking stupid friends decided to go to Nashville.
Oh God.
How about this? Do me the favor.
What
block me?
Yeah, block me, please.
Because I'm gonna block you.
Oh.
I'm telling you, if I see a Venmo about somebody's dirty bachelorette party and they're out there, oh, everybody wear black, the bride's gonna wear white. Venmo's up.
Is that what they do? They all wear black and the bride wears white.
Shut the fuck up.
It's so fucking stupid.
I hate it. Because I'm gonna tell you what, on my bachelor party, if I ever decide I'm gonna get married one day, the only thing I want.
Go ahead.
The only thing.
Go on.
Two large tomahawk steaks.
Oof.
Okay. All the sides.
All the sides. Not just some of them. You're going to pull a Burt Kreischer.
All the sides.
One of everything.
One of everything. And the only person I want paying for all of it? Gabe.
Gabe's got to pay for all.
The whole
thing. Gotta pay for it all. Well, evidently we're going to Ibiza for his fucking bachelor party.
Don't you fucking say Ibiza.
Ibiza.
You sound...
That's how it's pronounced.
It's not.
It is.
I understand, but it's not.
How is Ibiza pronounced?
I understand, but it's not.
Yeah, but I also don't want to sound like an uncultured swine.
You are going to sound like an uncultured swine.
How is Ibiza pronounced?
I think for the last little segment of our podcast here, I think I should go live for a little bit and answer some questions from some people. I told people that I was going to.
No one's
going to
ask anything.
They might.
Is it pronounced Ibiza or Ibiza? Although this pronunciation is said to be largely outdated, according to a study conducted by the language learning platform Preply, some of the most common pronunciation of Ibiza include Ibiza, Ibiza, and Ibiza. However,
Ibiza beat.
Ibiza.
Ibiza beat.
They all sound like Petey. Just Petey talking.
Look, this is going to be my rendition.
However,
this is going to be my rendition of trying to get
however,
you and a camera at the same time.
That's
okay.
It's okay. You can just put it on you.
Put it on me.
Yeah, just
right?
Put it on you. I don't care. And then, however, as the study notes, the correct way to pronounce Ibiza is Ibiza.
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 Can I prop it on a rain?
Yeah, why not?
I feel like it's because I don't got enough in here anymore. Is yours still kind of full?
Yeah, it's still. It's like halfway.
Switch it up.
Take it.
What we got in here? We got Jared in here. What's up, baby?
Hold on. So it's, yeah, it's.
Send me a picture of your daughter immediately.
I thought that was going somewhere else. Holy shit. Send a picture of your dude.
Hi, Alyssa.
Looking
all beautiful.
Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Yeah, pronounce it correctly for everybody on there.
Is it pronounced Ibiza
on the bottom
or Ibiza? The correct way to pronounce Ibiza is Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Ibiza. Jared says, you.
You. What up, dog?
Joey Beans. What's up, baby? We're live on the Rizzles, the Rizology podcast for the remainder of whatever time we got left.
I don't know.
We had a very deep, intimate conversation about life.
And you said you weren't going to.
And I wasn't going to, but I became an Instagram guru like the rest of everybody else. So
you did want to talk about... one, if you want to, it's deep.
Let's deep. Let's get deep.
Coping mechanisms versus defense mechanisms.
So I love that you say that, and I actually got into it before. So I don't know if anybody could hear or if they didn't hear, because I got to probably prop this up so that it reads a little better.
Yeah, you better pay attention to our audio and our so, keep that mouth over that mic.
So the question from Nick was
coping mechanisms versus defense mechanisms in a mental health and well-being. I guess you could consider it
right. So I actually find it very interesting, because I had this kind of pop up the other day, and I actually kind of talked about it a little while ago in our podcast, and everybody who's going to be joining the live is going to just get into the podcast when you post it. But I find it very important for people to think about what are you doing to cope and what are you doing just to defend your mental health, right? Because they're two different buckets. In one side, you're actually sitting there and saying to yourself, this is a healthy activity, right? This is something that is not only going to help me get over the problem I'm having, but it's also going to allow me to grow as a human being, right? Yoga, healthy activity. Going to the gym, healthy activity.
Quitting alcohol.
Quitting alcohol, healthy
quitting,
activity.
Quitting drugs.
Right. And then on the other side, right, I could beat the dead horse about all the things that could be great for you. Reading, going and visiting places, hiking. There's so many great things you could do, right? Even sometimes, you know, just being around friends. The defense mechanisms are extremely toxic things, right?
Drinking.
Like sometimes separating yourself for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. Taking yourself completely out of society, right? Like for instance, like if you stop... For me, if I stopped going to the gym, stopped going to work, like, you know, people that, you know, I have the opportunity to work from home, like, if I stopped going into the office or whatever the case, like, there's days I force myself out because I know it's going to be good for me.
Yeah, getting right? out and just being able to just breathe some air. And-
exactly. Even if it's not even somewhere that I know, for instance, is going to be somewhere that's super beneficial for me, like, if I'm going to work and I know it's not everybody I used to be around at work or whatever the case it may be, at least I'm going and being social. Because at some point, I need to be around people because I know that helps me, right? Now, the other side of it, right, the defense mechanisms, if I take myself completely out of society or I revert to alcohol, I revert to
drug use.
Not working out, eating shitty food, seed oils. And not paying attention. It's not a defense mechanism to, you know, and a lot of people use food for coping. But it needs to be at a certain level, right? Like too much water will kill you. But you have to also remember too much of fucking cookies is going to hurt you too. If a cookie makes you happy, make it stop at a cookie, right? Because no one's going to hurt you.
A cookie.
Yeah, a cookie. Stop at a cookie or a serving of whatever the hell it is, right? But, you know, that's going to be one of the things that, you know, is not a good coping mechanism. You got to realize where the line stops and starts. Now, is it easy? Absolutely not. A lot of the things that I went through, right, like the defense mechanisms.
General.
Completely isolating myself.
Yeah.
Right. And
which I've told you that you do, and I've told you a bunch of times that when you're in a funk, everybody knows and everyone can tell, and that's something that you know at that time. It's not that you shouldn't be able to just spend some alone time and recharge the batteries and chill out a little bit because that is definitely healthy, and especially if that's your way of feeling better, but. By you bringing yourself out of all the situations, I find that your personality particularly, and a lot of others, it'd be the same thing with me, is like when I'm feeling down, that's the best time to try to get together with my buddies.
And that's and I'm glad you say that too, because what I found with myself is that when I get into that little mode where like I am in a position where I want to remove myself from society, that's when I start going to the coffee shop. Because I can be alone, but I'm around other people.
Be present.
Right? And I'm watching, I'm hearing, I'm seeing, I'm smelling, I'm doing all my sensories are there. And I think a lot of sensory has a lot to do with it because like even during COVID, when I used to take walks, I knew I was by myself, but I was outside, it was warm, I saw the flowers, I smelled the flowers, I took a stop, you know, and I really realized what was going on.
And how much time did we spend together? I mean, it was imperative.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, you know, listen, did I really need to spend that much money on all the fucking fitness equipment for COVID? Right. Absolutely not. I spent like probably almost $10,000, like $8,000 to $10,000 on all that shit.
Yeah.
But it helped us. Even though we weren't in like amazing shape afterwards, it helped us, man. We were able to get workouts in. We didn't feel so like, we didn't feel so fucking secluded and just crazy.
Fragile over everything.
Yeah, man. It helped us just be together, and we were together every. That's why you're one of the only ones that Kenji really loves like that, because we were together every single day and able to just like be together, but then separate, and then be together on Xbox and be able to have fun and whatnot, but then separate. And that was a healthy way of dealing with a very crazy time.
Yeah, and what I find interesting that what you say there is there's also a defense mechanism that can play right into that too. Overspending your money and living beyond your means is also something that people have to be afraid of.
Yep.
Well, not afraid of, right?
No, but cautious of.
Yes, and be cognizant of. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not cognizant of the fact that maybe, you know, you're spending $15,000, $20,000 and it's on shit you don't need, right? You know, if you're spending $20,000 on something material just to feel like you're going to be retail therapying yourself, it's not real.
Well, that's the excuse of like, you know, it makes me feel better. It's like, it makes you feel better until the bill fucking hits.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better until that Amex is due and you're just like, holy shit.
I don't got the points to cover this. You kidding me?
Well, I got fucked by B&H recently and I was super upset by that because I had a 0%, side note, I had a 0% for 12 months and I bought something.
Tell me about this.
Yeah, I bought a couple of things for the business, for the podcast. Bought a couple two trees, and then all of a sudden, I made like a $5,000 payment in July.
Yeah,
and I purchased a couple other items in July and August. For some convoluted, stupid fucking reason, they don't apply the balance, like the $4,000, $5,000 that I paid for that, to the first initial payment. They apply it to the other. They apply it to the other payments instead. Mm-hmm. So then, and they don't allow you to just make payments specifically towards the 12-month no interest financing on that one.
Well,
so all of a sudden,
it's just the balance. It's not the item.
All of a sudden, I got slammed with $1,100 in interest at the end of September, early October, and I went, "What the fuck is this?" Mm-hmm. And literally, they said, "Yep, nothing we can do about it. It is what it is." So I did a balance transfer. What am I gonna do? I was irritated, but what am I gonna do? I took my lumps. I said, "Fuck it," and then I moved all of that fucking money over to my other credit cards that actually had 0% with them for balance transfers. Yeah. So now I know I'm not going to use that. Number one, I learned my lesson to now keep account of exactly what I'm spending with interest, you know, interest plans and whatnot. But now I'm like, I'm not spending any money with them. I'm not doing that. I'm not giving them my money because they fucked me and they couldn't even do anything to help me when it's their system that's lacking, not me.
No.
I made the correct payment. It just didn't go towards where it was supposed to. So yeah, retail therapy, you got to watch out, especially when you own a business. When you're in a position like I'm in, and a lot of other people, you have to be super careful about like the money that you're spending, because you could see things and be like, wow, if I get this, it'll make the production quality better. If I get this, it'll make things a little easier. If I get this, my guests will look at me a little bit more professional and different when they come into the studio to do an episode. And some of that is true without question. Maybe, of that they go, yeah, okay, maybe some of that will. But generally, it's like there is definitely some gear that I've purchased over the course of however long I've been doing this, since like end of 2018 is when I quit my job full time to do all of this stuff, not the podcast, but the video stuff. And there's definitely at least four or five pieces of equipment that I didn't need to buy. I could have rented it for a shoot, and it was thousands. I mean, it's like, and that could have went to other things, that paying back debts and, you know, staying ahead on different things. So you learn as you go what is actually healthy. You know, you get excited. You see a sale. You're like, holy shit, it's $400 off. Oh my God, when's it going to be $400 off again?
But it's funny that you say that too, because you're, and you say it's not going to tie back into what I just said, but it really genuinely does, because you feel like, you know, you bought that because you feel like it's going to help someone else see you as a little bit more professional, a little bit better, a little bit this, a little bit that. It's the same thing like if somebody goes out and buys a $4,000 or $5,000 piece of item or clothing or whatever the case, right? Like they go and buy a new bag. Like if somebody goes,
yeah, when they see me with a Rolex, they're gonna take me seriously.
And listen, I'm a culprit.
That was,
of it.
And that wasn't
I'm
at you.
Of it. No,
that
no,
wasn't
no,
that
no.
wasn't at you. I was just saying.
Doesn't matter.
General.
Doesn't matter if the shoe fits. Wear it, right? Yeah. Like I'm a fucking culprit of that. I have one.
I would love to have a nice watch, but I can't justify
no
the price
point.
On it.
I could look at my phone. It's the same fucking time.
Yeah, I can't justify the price to spend that money on it. And I look at that as like I'd rather spend money on stuff in here. That's gonna, you know, net me more stuff over the course of the time.
When I'm serious about buying a house, this thing's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone. I don't have, because, and that's the other thing too from the book. I have so disassociated myself from the what I thought I bought it for. Right, I saved up to buy that one person a ring, and now all of a sudden that's not there anymore. So I used that ring money to buy myself a watch. Okay, who cares? I don't have that sentimental piece behind it. I've removed my ego. The ego from the item. And the ego is not, oh, people are going to look at me differently. My ego behind it is, and that's the convoluted piece of what ego is, ego behind the sentimental value of, well, if it's gone, I'm still the same person, right? I'm still the same.
Did you have that thought process originally? Would you look at the watch and would it be a reminder?
Of bad times?
Yeah.
Not really. Okay. It was more recently, it's just been, now for me, it's really just a fashion piece, right? Yeah. It lost its value in the sentiment of what I've become a while ago.
Because you're a different person.
Start learning new things.
Different person, different goals. It's just a whole lot of just different things and experiences, and you know what you want out of life and what you don't want out of life, and what actually matters and what doesn't. And you start to grow up. And you start to realize these things, these fucking, you know, material items. They really they matter, because you get excited about like a shipment coming to the house. Mm-hmm. You get excited about, you know, the
there's cool shit out there too.
There's a lot of cool
shit. There's a lot of cool shit.
A lot of cool shit. But you know, you get excited about these things, and it's just like in the grand scheme of things, they really don't fucking matter. They don't. And you just
don't.
You know, I look at videos on YouTube sometimes about minimalists and just like how everything is just like so perfect, and everything is. And that's another form of just like craziness, but
well, it's perfectionism.
Exactly. And everything's just like the right way. And there's really not a lot of anything distracting them in the home. And I just look and I go, it's kind of nice, man, because like I got a million and one fucking wires with my career. And, you know, this is probably the best cable management anyone's ever seen on the podcast. So it's like, okay, like that might be nice. And you know, you start thinking, you're like, man, maybe whatever. You know, you have to be happy with what you have. You have to be happy with the things that you're obtaining at the right times, mm-hmm. and when they're supposed to come to you, right. As opposed to just looking and saying, wow, it'd be great if I had a GT3 RS. I mean, yeah, it would, but you know, is it gonna make or break me? After that first month or two, I'm still gonna look at the car in awe that I have it, but it's not gonna hold the same value anymore. Yeah. It's gonna be like, okay, well now
then you're gonna start looking at it as a payment eventually.
Yeah, it's my
as everybody does, by the way. I don't care what anybody
says. It's
my
car.
Like,
yeah, it's like, okay, it's my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the S5. The S5 was, right. You know, that was probably one of the bigger purchases of my life that I was super excited about and stayed consistently excited about on all the time.
Right.
But, you know, the miles start ticking up.
Yeah.
Start needing more maintenance.
And then all of a sudden you're leaving bottles in the car too. And like even a little
my
shit.
My X3 is dirty as
my car is
fuck
disgusting.
Right now.
It's car's disgusting.
Gross. And it's just, you know, I have to do a better job of holding myself and the things that I've purchased and got excited about initially, mm-hmm. and put all my energy and effort into obtaining. I have to keep that same prestige through and through. I think that's something that I need to work on. Keeping a clean car, making sure that everything in my apartment is immaculate at all times, not getting behind. Mm-hmm. You know, Kenji's a dirty little motherfucker. I love Kenji, but he's a dirty little motherfucker.
Right.
So it's like his dirty face all over the windowsills, wiping it. His fucking shaking his body and sneezing sneezing all over my mirror, and there's fucking Kenji boogers all over it. And if you don't keep up with it every single day, mm-hmm. it piles on, and then it gets gross and hard to get off. These things I have to keep up with and just be content, because you feel good when everything's in order.
Right.
When your space is in order and the clutter is gone and everything is just like the way you have a different appreciation for the space that you're living in, your items. I can't explain it, but
no, I get it.
It's like that feeling of when you clean the house on a fall day, you clean the house, everything's in its place, everything's nice, little pumpkin, and you got a coffee, and you sit down, and football's on, and everything's tidy.
Yep.
There's no dirt, everything is just nice, folded away. And that feeling, I just want to feel that all the time. And I think holding myself to that higher standard of making sure that I'm constantly staying on top of things will help me feel better all the time.
The one thing too that you got to remember though, and it's so hard not to it's so hard not to neglect, is if you keep that expectation of yourself all the time too, and you work so hard to do that all the time, you're gonna burn out.
Yes, yeah, yes, and no. I mean,
it's not you specifically, right?
No, like, I understand what you're saying. I would agree to disagree in certain aspects. I would say that you would burn out more by allowing the disorganization of your life to just continually shit on you, mm-hmm. versus taking daily and weekly steps to make sure that everything is cleanly and in order.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I guess my point is like, yeah, there's gonna be a day where you're not coming home and dusting, right, or whatever the case is.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
but
it's okay to skip that day.
Not allowing it to slip into weeks.
No,
because it happens quick.
Exactly. But I feel like a lot of people, they get obsessed. Like when you get obsessed with something, which is good if it's a healthy coping mechanism, right? If cleaning your house and I love folding laundry for whatever fucking reason.
Yeah.
I hate doing dishes, right? You know, maybe I let 1-2 days go by. Yeah, the dishes are soaking in the sink, so it's not just disinfectant or whatever the case. But like, it's okay. Like, you know, if I don't make my bed one day, like I hate it when people tell me, like, if you don't make wake up at 4 a.m. make your bed and take a cold plunge every day, you're a fucking loser. Shut the fuck up.
I don't have time to do all these tips.
How about this, Mr. Guru? Why don't you go buy me a fucking $5,000 cold plunge? Where the fuck am I getting all that money to go buy a cold plunge? First off, and then the second thing is, you know, what? Just because I miss a day, that's it? I'm never gonna make a million. I'm never gonna, you know, be successful.
I know plenty of people that are successful that don't do any of that.
But that's what I'm saying. I know plenty of people that are successful that live their lives like slobs. But so that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta get the idea, the execution of the idea, and why does this make sense, and how long can I do it, and when is it okay for me to not do it?
Yep.
It's just like planning. I don't know. Yep. 5 P's, right?
Planning things out. I'll tell you what, if I say I one more time, the mic might explode.
Mm.
The journaling for me fell off. And I need to get back to it, because I did feel good categorizing things that are going on, how my emotions are, things with Kenji, just life in general. It did feel good. But, you know, again, it was too strict of a regimen. Like every morning, 4:45 a.m., wake up. Go to the table, journal every single morning, then take the dog out, and then go to the gym and do this and that. It's like I had to have some flexibility and the ability to kind of just like chill a little bit and just have the life happen.
Yeah.
You know? Like, change up my time at OG, not go at 6 in the morning, go at 10. Like, 10
that
sucks.
That was one of the
don't
biggest
things
for me.
Don't get me wrong. 10 sucks. It's a weird time to go to the gym because I feel like half the day is over because we're up so early.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, going at 8 a.m., well, I can't go at 8, but going at, like, 9 a.m. or 8:45 and this and that, just switching it up when I train, or maybe going to Sarah's instead at 7 a.m. instead of OG and go to OG at night. I don't know. Just being able to adapt to different things so this way my life doesn't feel so robotic and the same day in and day out. Because for a while there, man, it was tough. From June to August, we were so regimented with, like, the 5 and 6 a.m. slots every fucking day. Weekends, too. Mm-hmm. And it was good, man, because we were waking up the same time every day. I was falling asleep at the same time. And I was getting the best sleep of my life, to be honest with you.
Right.
Because I was so regimented with my time, and I wasn't breaking the time curve. But you feel too robotic.
Oh,
you feel way too, like, your life feels autopilot-ish, and it's creepy.
I only take one 5 a.m. class a week now.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's out of pure necessity because I got to go into the office that day, and the only time I can get a gym workout in is if I go that early. Otherwise, man, I try to break it up. I try to do different things. I like the 6 o'clock. I like going, you know, maybe sleeping in on Saturday and going to 9, 10, whatever the case is, changing things
up. I was
going
to do the 11 today, but you know, heavy squats, and I just, it's weird. I can grapple, but I can't. Once I get past a certain point on my squat, the leg starts pinching.
Weird.
So it's like, okay, whatever. I'll take my time.
Yeah. But listen, that's the, you know, breaking up the monotony of things and being able to be okay with it.
Yes.
And gotta be okay with it.
Goose fraba. What do you got going on the rest of tonight and tomorrow?
So, I don't know. Probably fucking myself. dinner. Fucking myself
stuff again.
Yeah.
double.
Yes, yeah, Sunday.
Double sesh.
Sunday I'll probably wake up. No, I'm going to go running, and then I'm going to hit OG.
Then.
I'll fuck myself.
Yeah.
And then Nunzies, of course.
Okay.
Jets, Giants. Time to put little brother to bed. Giants are going to fucking crush them.
Okay, we'll see.
You know.
I have no horse in the race, so
you have Saquon on your team, so you better hope he runs for like 4,000 yards.
I do hope he runs for 9,000 yards.
One game.
We'll see.
Could you imagine?
Be great.
Just like, great. Dude, yeah, see, we're on the edge.
Oh my God, he has a million points.
Yeah.
How do you get a million points? He had 40 touchdowns.
40 touchdowns. And then I'll probably fuck myself again after that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just a lot of work.
Love that for you.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, life is good. I mean,
just wrap up.
Life is okay. Life is okay.
Yeah, life is good. Yeah. Life, it could be way worse. It could always be worse.
I can't get that lucky.
Oh, no. It could always be
it
worse.
It could always be worse.
It could always be worse.
Could always be worse.
We got the Vargas fight tonight. That's going to be exciting. Tomorrow, I'm going to roll. Some point, I'd like to roll at some point tomorrow. I might not be able to, but we'll see. I'll try to roll tomorrow. And I got
another podcast tomorrow.
I have Britain tomorrow.
Nice.
So that'd be cool because he's been living in Colombia, so I want to hear about what it's like down there because I may find my wife down there.
Oh my God, or something else, a disease.
Well, no, because I'm doing body condoms if I go down there.
Body condoms.
Body condoms.
Just full body latex.
Full. This has been sponsored by Saran and Ziploc. This podcast is sponsored by Saran and Ziploc. Yeah, I'm wearing body condoms, but I want to know what his experiences are because he was in Costa Rica for a long time and he's had quite the life changing, just everything. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, nice little teaser for the next one.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. So I don't know when I'm going to release this one. I don't think I'm going to release it tomorrow because I just released Nick's today. So it'll be a couple days before y'all hear our buttery smooth voices. But T, where can they find you?
You could find me where there's a lot of testosterone and not enough women. Or Instagram, Tyler_Frusco. I am going to post a lot more funny stuff since people have been
just have fun with it, man.
Telling me to do that.
Stop being so fucking grumpy.
I'm not grumpy.
Just have fun with it. Shut up.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to go get you. Find me at Instagram, Tyler_Frusco. That's FRUSCO. You can find me on LinkedIn, Tyler Frusco. Yeah, I post a lot of really fun biz now events that I go to.
Do not go to his LinkedIn. Please.
Why? I got a nice little picture that doesn't look like me on there anymore.
Oh, God. Anyway, big episode 70 with my brother Tyler.
As I hit a little bicep pump.
Excuse me.
Damn, for the fucking
excuse
camera.
Me, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
All right.
Always a pleasure getting to sit down.
Always
we got to do it more often.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll try and focus in on something funny.
Well, I don't give a fuck. We can talk about whatever. We were going to do a pumpkin spice episode. However, there are number two issues. Number one, there's not a lot of pumpkin spice.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Like snacks right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, you were allergic to the ones that we got because
thank you, Mike. Everything you gave me, I was allergic to.
Quarter, sponsored by Monster. By Monster.
That's right.
By Monster. And Empire Nutrition.
He gave me a t-shirt, so I'll, here's the t-shirt. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, so we have Monster with Rain, and then we have Empire Nutrition as our lead sponsors for this episode.
Allergic for everything.
Yeah, man, we got to fix that. I told you, one peanut a day, you'll be good in a couple of months.
Shut the fuck up.
On that note, big episode 70. I appreciate y'all for fucking with us. And on that note, peace.
Peace.